Now, what's been described as the next step in AI has been demonstrated in London. OpenClaw is agentic AI. Apparently, you set it up and it works for you. Let's speak to Fevzi Turklap, editor of GadgetDetective.com, host of the Gadget Detective podcast, who can tell us more. Fevzi, hi there.
Afternoon.
So it has agency, we're told. What does that actually mean in practice?
Yeah, so unlike the AIs that we're used to, which are essentially chatbots, where they will give you advice or speak to you or create something like an image for you, this is an agentic AI, is something that does things for you. So it's a bit like having your own employee. It sits at the computer, figuratively speaking. It can browse the internet. It can do research. It can organize the emails. It can book tickets for you. It can buy things for you.
Sounds great, but could it be problematic?
Very, yeah, because the more agency you give it, right, the more autonomy you give it, the more that can go wrong. It can send an email to your boss resigning on your behalf if it misunderstood your instructions. Maybe something you said as a joke was misunderstood. It can spend money on the wrong things or too much of it. There's all sorts of things. Imagine an employee who's a little bit reckless. You need to decide how much autonomy you want to give that employee. If you give them too little, it's not very useful. If you give them too much, it can end in tears.
Obviously, this is, you know, a huge amount of developments going into AI. I mean, is this particular idea the future, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the next step. Yes, because the way I'd say is, if you think about it, is that the AIs that we're used to, they're like brains, they're like the head. This is like the arms and legs being attached to the brain. So actually, OpenClaw is not an AI brain itself. It's like a framework. It's like the arms and legs. So you can choose the ChatGPT large language model, and you power OpenClaw with it, or you can use Claude or one of the other ones. So it is the future. It's the next step in the future where these devices become fully autonomous.
Okay. Well, Fevzi, thank you very much for that. Fevzi Turklap there, editor of GadgetDetective.com.